This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, May 6th. Right now, we're talking about Javon Foster, Jaguars' fourth-round pick. I had a fourth-round grade on him. So for me, it was a very good intersection of need and value. We're going to talk about him here today. What is his role with the Jaguars, his fit with the Jags, both short and long-term? Really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member right here on YouTube. Shout out to all the channel members out there. Really appreciate y'all. So, Javon Foster, pick 114 overall. We're going to talk about the athletic profile, check the tape, talk fit and roll with your Jaguars. Starting off with the athletic profile here. Foster is 6 foot five and a half, 313 pounds, 83 3/8-inch wingspan, arm length 34 5/8 inches, 9 5/8-inch hands, 5'3", 40-yard dash, 32 1/2-inch vert, 106-inch broad. What does all that mean? So, he's an athlete with great length, good size, great short area explosion, as evidenced by that 32 1/2-inch vert. His size, 32 1/2-inch vert, is really impressive. And the 106 broad is good as well. Slightly below average long speed for a tackle in the 40-something percentile range, and also small hands for a tackle. How does all that align with what we saw on tape at Missouri? We're going to talk about it right now. So his length plays really, really well. I think that he uses his hands at an extremely high level. And he is 24 years old. So he really should have good hands. He should have good technique overall, but he does. You see that very consistently out of Javon Foster, which is awesome. A guy that has played left tackle for the last few years, but he does have some versatility to play left or right tackle. He's always working to get those hands high and inside. There are times where the defender will win off the jump, but then Foster can kind of reset those hands. So I think it's a guy that shows the ability to consistently work with active hands. You want to see that. Talking about the fact that he does have smaller hands for a tackle, I don't think it really impacts him all that much. You don't really see people powering through his hand punches or anything like that. I don't think you see him necessarily jolt the big end types, the really big guys on the edge. But when you're talking about 3-4 outside linebackers, guys that are like in the 240, 250 pound range, you see him jolt those guys and you see him stun them at the point of attack. So I think this is a guy that has plenty of hand strength and violence there. And again, he's always working to get those hands in the right spot at the right time. And once he does, he can really lock you out with that length. It is superlative length. When it comes to the movement skills overall, I think they're good. Like, I think he's fluid in a short area, both laterally and vertically. He just doesn't really have the speed to get deep down the field. And I wouldn't say he's like an elite mover in short areas, but I think you see good movement skills in short areas, in a phone booth, right? Overall, I think he can mirror the movements of most guys that he's going to be blocking on the edge. That combined with his length and his hand fighting, it's gonna serve him well at the next level, I think. He also shows really good awareness, picking up blitzes and games up front. Whether you see like a tackle coming to try to hit him outside or a cornerback blitzing or a linebacker blitzing, he does a really good job of recognizing it and then attacking it and really not giving up anything on blitzes and stunts games up front. So I think that obviously in the modern NFL, you see more and more of that stuff. And you see teams that really know how to dial it up. I think Javon Foster's a smart player, and he's going to be able to aid you in that regard as well. In the run game, he does have knockback power. He can create movement both laterally and horizontally once he gets his hand on you. You see guys hitting the ground quite often when Javon Foster's attacking them in the run game. He's a good puller as well. Again, deep down the field in space, not the best situation for him, but working around that line of scrimmage, he has the athleticism to pull in the run game and, again, create some displacement. He's been a team captain. He started every game at left tackle for the last 3 years, but again, does have experience on both sides, which is key because he's going to be a swing tackle to start his career. The thing with him is he is really good in a lot of aspects of his game. But I think when he's going to go up against like top flight edge rushers at the NFL level, I just don't know that he has the physical profile to really thrive or dominate those types of guys. I don't think he has the bend to really go toe-to-toe with, like, again, some of the very best in the league. It will be nice for him to be able to practice at times against Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker. And I still think he can probably hold his own, even against some of the most impressive pass rushers in the league. You saw him go against SEC competition every week for the last 3 years and, again, hold his own in pretty much every game. I went back and watched him against Georgia recently.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And they have some talented defensive front players without question. They have a guy that's probably coming out next year that's going to end up being a first-round pick on the edge. He went toe-to-toe with him and didn't give up much at all. So I think that he's got a chance here to really be a very nice value pick, you know, early on day three of the draft for the Jaguars. But again, I think you have an older prospect who maybe close to peaked from a physical standpoint. Like, I don't know how much stronger or more athletic he's really going to get, but he is damn good right now. Never going to be that insanely flexible guy or the best mover out in space, but he's a good offensive tackle. So talking about his fit with the Jaguars, right now he is OT4. You have three guys in front of him that you feel good about, right? You drafted Anton Harrison in the first round last year. He had a fantastic season at right tackle, especially in pass pro. I think that, you know, he was playing through the shoulder injury all year. He needs to show a little bit more development in the run game. But the entire offensive line needs to be better in the run game, quite frankly. And then you talk about you have Cam Robinson and Walker Little. So in 2024, immediately in his rookie year, he is offensive tackle 4. One thing I really like about him, though, is I think that he could be a swing guard as well in year one, which gives me a little bit more confidence in their interior depth. I don't know that the Jaguars are going to use him in that regard, but I would not blame them, and I would not be surprised to see him get some reps at guard because, again, I do think he's a player who has the ability to play inside. He's physical. He's strong. He's got good length. So I could see that as well. And again, that would give you a little bit more versatility, a little bit more depth on the interior. Because quite frankly, the Jaguars' depth on the interior for me is a little bit suspect. Luke Fortner is a backup, not a starter now. You feel better about that. Tyler Shatley is back, but he is up there in age. I know they like Cooper Hodges a lot, but you haven't seen him in a game at all. So if Javon Foster could kind of solidify that interior depth as well, I would love that. Long term, though, is where it's really interesting for Javon Foster and the Jaguars because Cam Robinson and Walker Little are on expiring contracts. Can he show the Jaguars enough in year one, in a season that he's probably not even going to see the field during the regular season if things go correctly, right, that you can let those guys walk out the door and then not take a tackle in round one next year? Like, can he show you that? Are they expecting to see that? I don't know. I think that's what's really fascinating, and there's a lot that goes into it. I think, personally, when I'm looking at it right now, as of May 6th, their best course of action is going to be, after the 2024 season, to re-sign one of Cam Robinson or Walker Little, and then let one of them walk, and then you'll have your three, and again, one of Cam Robinson or Walker Little, Anton Harrison, and then Javon Foster. But it could go a lot of different ways. There's so many different things that can happen, you know, from now till the end of the 2024 season. But based on my evaluation of Javon Foster's tape, I think he has a chance to start in the league. Maybe not ever be like an upper echelon starter, but be a decent starter, a quality starter. I think he'll be a great depth player at worst. I really do. A really good swing tackle and a guy who just plays the game smart. He has good short to medium explosiveness, right? Short area to medium area explosiveness, intermediate. I think he can move around the line of scrimmage. I don't think you want him working too far down the field a ton. But again, in a short area, 5 yards, 10 yards, I think he can get the job done athletically with his length. He's super smart. He's physical. He's strong. He has good hands. So I think that, again, great depth at worst. And honestly, if he was like 21 or 22 and maybe ran just a little bit faster of a 40 time, he'd probably be an easy day two pick. Like, the tape is very good for Javon Foster. So I think Jags fans should be excited about what the future could hold for him. Will he be a starter for the Jaguars? It's really going to depend on what we see throughout the summer into the preseason and training camp. And obviously, if he ends up having to see the field, something's probably gone terribly wrong at tackle. But if he has to see the field at guard, I mean, to me, I haven't seen him play guard. So that's one thing. But if the Jaguars give him an opportunity to be a swing guard, I think he would probably be their best backup guard right now. I think he probably would. We'll see how it plays out, though. Really excited to see what happens. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.